Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be filled in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" So ends the reading of the Gospel. Live simply so others can simply live. You've heard that saying before, haven't you? Those words have meant different things to me, depending on who said them or when I heard them. These days, while so many in North America, which is where I live, worry about dying at the hands of terrorists, many others know that they are dying. And often what they're dying from is poverty. One of the groups I meet with regularly is a group of women who are transitioning out of jail or prison or some kind of court-ordered treatment program. They're also all struggling with some kind of addiction. Generally, it's to alcohol or drugs. Their poverty is sometimes, but not always, what you might imagine. We may tend to imagine things like not having the resources available so that they can meet their basic human needs for food or clothing or housing or education. The poverty of these women, though, is in their not believing. They have a hard time trusting that they are worth anything in the sight of God. They understand what darkness is. They know how drugs or alcohol created darkness in their lives. And their message to one another, like the message of this gospel, is how they long to live in the light. And they struggle to believe that God sees their attempts. They struggle to believe that God will respond to them in time. This gospel passage is a reminder to us that God does see. God sees, and God responds. What this gospel suggests is that we are simply called to be faithful, to know ourselves well enough that we can recognize when we do not trust enough in God or in our own selves or our worthiness. To do that, we need to see ourselves with new eyes. So like those women I meet with, it's important that all of us imagine ourselves as free. Free from whatever closes us off from others. That's the only way we can be free enough to trust in the God who sees and who will respond.